the flickering shadows of love on her blind. She was my woman. As she deceived me, I watched and went out of my mind.
Delilah, there was quite a changing point in my life. In fact, it sent me in a completely different direction than I was ever expecting to. Me and my best mate, on a Friday and Saturday night, to say the least, we liked to drink. But we never liked to drink in the same place. We'd get on a bus or get on a train or do whatever. And one Saturday, we decided to go. I'm about 17, 18 at this. Get the train to Liverpool. That was a foreign country then. We got off at Lime Street Station, and there's a pub just on the corner. Lime's a big place. And we walked in there, and that song was playing, really giving it welly. I'd never heard it before. I said to him, "Hey, oh, that's good." I said, "Who's singing it?" "Oh, it's Tom Jones." "Oh, yeah, no brainer. Of course it is." And we listened to it and started to sing along and get with it, because somebody else put another sixpence in the jukebox and played it again. So by that time we finished our drinks, and true to our word, we're out of the pub and off down Lime Street. And we went in the next pub, which is another quite big pub. As we walked through the doors, Delilah's played. And we were there for about half an hour. And I think it was played three times in the half hour. So off we went to another pub. Have a guess what they were playing. Delilah. About 8 o'clock now, and we didn't fancy another pub. We were getting a bit sort of merry with this, so we decided to get the underground over to New Brighton. It's the playground of the rich and famous from Liverpool, so it's a very, very small population, and it's a bit of a holiday place. It's got a bit of sand, the only bit of sand on the Mersey. It's not oily. We went there, and they have a lovely tannoy system all down the front in New Brighton. And have a guess what it would play. Delilah. My Delilah. So we just said, doesn't matter. Wherever we go, they're going to be playing Delilah. And they were. But we went into a nice little pub, New Brighton, and we were talking about what we wanted to do, and he wanted to go to college. He was brainier than me. We were just generally talking. I said, "Well, I better find something to do, hadn't I?" You know, I was doing watch repairing then, but I wasn't happy with it. It didn't pay me a lot. And then he mentioned that his sister was working in the Isle of Man, and I went over to the Isle of Man and decided to go. Cut my roots, go to the Isle of Man, try it for 6 months. If I liked it, I was quite willing to stay. I went to where his sister was working, and a good friend of hers and a lot of the other staff had just been killed in a road accident. So she was a complete mess, and so were a lot of the others. So I said, "Don't worry, I'll go back to Douglas. I'll find myself somewhere." He said, "Oh, try the dog's home." I said, "Well, I thought they could be dogs." He says, "No, you fool, it's a pub. It's quite a famous pub, I gather." So I got myself a job waiting on at the dog's home, where the waiters were allowed to put sixpence on a big order of drinks. They were allowed to charge sixpence more. So we didn't get paid a lot, but the tips were fantastic. That was the put the idea in me not to stay in Manchester. Not long after that, I met the lass that I first married, and we both decided to leave Manchester and try somewhere lovely and quiet. And that's how I ended up on the island of Moulin Tobermory. And it was from the song Delilah, as we went through everything,